Barbara and Bob. This is Tuesday evening.
Wednesday.
She says Wednesday. You sure it's Wednesday?
It's Wednesday. April the 28th.
Well, she says it's Wednesday, April the 28th. I don't believe her, but that's what it is, I guess, for the calendar. Anyway, we started to tape Saturday, and we got waylaid. We went out to the lake and spent the weekend, had a good time out there, Hole got a lot of work done, got the lawns all cleaned up good and mowed and everything. I guess we told you that on the other side of the tape. Anyway, we went out there and come back Sunday afternoon. Wagner's was glad to see us. We hadn't been out there in about 4 weeks. Everything's been going so we just didn't have the time. And today it's been raining most all day, which is kind of a gloomy day. We was going to go to Northwoods. They were going to have a free feed over there tonight. Your mother forgot all about it. And I come home, she had supper already. So I thought, well, I'm not in the habit of passing up a meal. That's not a good idea. So, because over there, all I'd get is a sloppy Joe and get it all over me. This way, I had steak, so I ate here, and we didn't go out there tonight. We can go out some other time. I don't need another trailer anyway. I haven't had time to use this one since I went down to see you last April, so it's been pretty near a year since we've been in the thing, so we don't need too many more of them. We don't need four or five $10,000 Airstreams sitting around here. Well, we haven't got the room to park them anyway.
Well, it really made me quite disturbed because the invitation came. And this is an annual barbecue. We went out there last year, and they had barbecues and baked beans and potato salad and cake, and it was very nice. You could see all the new trailers and everything, and they have a new trailer now. What's the name of that?
Oh, 500 something.
Oh, it's supposed to be really exotic. I don't know. Well, anyway. I'll keep on. You got something more to say? Oh, well, we did go out the lake like Dad said, and we came back early last Sunday, and we had to go over to Demonaway to see Mrs. Thompson. And Gordon McCann, they were both over there, friends that had passed away. We were so disturbed about Mrs. Thompson. It was so sudden. And the family just was real upset about the whole thing. But anyway, we went over and offered our condolences to them. And came back, what did we do Sunday night? Oh, dear. I suppose I got dinner, as usual. I don't know.
I don't know what we did do Sunday night.
No, well, anyway, Kenny and Joanne and Martha and Dave are planning on going to this drug party Saturday night. And, they're just rushing around, getting their outfits in order and what have you. And Kenny will be the secretary of the Genesee County Pharmaceutical Association for the coming year. So he will be introduced that way. And of course, Joanne wants to look her best. And she went out and she got a yellow pantsuit that's real, the legs are real full, and it looks like an evening gown. It's very pretty. And Martha had the dress from your wedding cut off, and she's going to wear that. And this Mrs. Adams did the altering for her, and she does such a beautiful job of it. And so she got it today, and she said, oh, it's just going to be perfect. So they're looking forward to that. And so Joanne wanted to go out and do some more shopping. When? Yesterday? Yesterday. And so anyway, she wanted me to come over and stay with the kids. So I got over there about 1 o'clock. And she went shopping. And of course, the kids acted up a little bit. Showing me all the stunts that they could do there in their house, like making paper wads out of toilet paper and wetting them down, you know, and throwing them up the ceiling and all that sort of stuff. Well, Mike was doing that. And of course, Chrissy, she's a little ape. She just mimics everything he does. If he sings, she sings. If he dances, she dances. They're really cute. I just love to stay with them once in a while. And
why did you bring them home with you the last
time? Oh, they were just bawling their heads off when I left because they couldn't come home with me. They wanted to come home with me. And Chrissy, she goes and she gets her coat and she gets her arms in the wrong sleeves, and I'm telling you, it is so funny. But, and then yesterday she went and got her leotards.
What's that?
All these panty hose, you know, that she wears. And she got them on, and I tell you, it was funny. And she couldn't pull them up. And she was all set to go, even though they were a third of the way up. Oh, they was having a fit because they couldn't come home with. But anyway, they were real good, and I'm glad that they're going to the party. Dad bought their tickets. I guess we told you that on the other side.
So there's Martha and Dave, and then two other couples that want to go with them. So
yeah, but we didn't. We just bought Martha and Kenny's ticket, which was $20 a piece, which. Sometimes I wonder, I just like to go myself and have a good time.
Easy come, easy go.
Well, I guess so. And today, Grandma called on Monday, and she wanted me to come down to the home today for dinner. So, and she'd also called Myrtle, ask her to go down for dinner. So we both was down there, and oh, I tell you, she was just so delighted, and it tired her out introducing us. Well, but we got to be introduced to each and every one, I'll tell you.
About
4 times. And they had really a lovely dinner. They had chicken and biscuit and the scalloped potatoes and broccoli and jello salad and milk or coffee or tea or whatever you wanted. It really was nice. And I asked Grandma, I said, well, how much did you have to pay for us? And she said, well, now, not very much. She said, it was only $1.50. But I'll tell you, she was happy that we could go down there, and she was glad to spend her money for us. And golly, it was real nice. And we got your card today from Amsterdam, and I'm so glad you can get around. 85 days. I'll tell you, I just can't wait until I can see you getting off in that plane. That'll be the day.
I took a package over the post office and mailed it for Kenny. It's going by Sam, which I think will take 3 days longer than normal, but it may take longer than that. I don't know. Anyway, you got a package coming by Sam, whoever Sam is.
It's from Kenny and Joanne, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Well, I don't want to do all the talking,
well,
but anyway.
You're doing pretty darn good, I'd say.
Dave's going on nights, or on second shift, I should say. And Martha's going to quit work. Maybe she told you in her letter. I don't know whether she knew it at that time or not. But she's going to quit work the last of May. And he's going on second shift for 4 months. And now he is on supervision.
The other day it was the 1st of May. Now, which is it?
She's going to work until the last of May.
She wants to have a picture taken with a pillow under her like Barbara had. See?
Well, now, are you sure that's a pillow?
Well, I don't know.
But anyway, Dave insists that she quits work. Well, she's ready for a little vacation. She's tired and she can't get things done. And her meals are lopsided. And I mean, they're just not. She don't have any time for shopping or anything.
Detroit's playing Baltimore on television tonight. It's on Pantomime here because we had to turn down the voice so it wouldn't interfere with this tape. So I'm watching that. Detroit is in the third place, 3.5 games out of first, which is fair for them.
Yeah, but that's just in one division, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't understand those divisions. But anyway, I guess we told you all that troubles that we've had around here with the disposal going out and the sweeper and what have you. And I did go down and get a new sweeper, new Eureka. So I sent the old Hoover in. And the motor was running, and so I figured, well, maybe they could do something. And I told him if it was over $15 or $20 to call me, and I'd decide then. Well, I never heard from him, so they brought the sweeper back today. And golly, it works just great. And it was $15.85. They put, pulled out the motor and, of course,
put in new brushes.
Yeah.
Two more things.
Overhaul that.
Well,
overhaul the motor. And that's all I've got on my list. Oh, well, when we left the lake last Sunday, of course, we had to leave early. And, of course, Wagner's, you know, they're just so thrilled when somebody's out there. It's just like company every time we go out. So we said, well, we'd probably be out next weekend. So Eddie gives me a fat poke on the shoulder, and he said, let's go out to dinner, Mildred. And I said, well, that sounds good to me. He says, all right, we'll just plan it.
Well, then you got to take out your good clothes. I was planning on painting the bottom part of his
Well, you can do that, and then we can, we don't have to take out that much because they don't, really, where they go or not is not.
I got to take the drill out and put an angle iron on the back of it to reinforce where the motor fastens on, and I was going to spray those irons underneath for it. Mm-hmm. Take the paint sprayer out.
Spray them what color?
Oh, blue, I guess.
Oh.
Maybe I better get a quart of paint because he might rust over. I don't know if you'll get it or not.
Oh. Is that what you use, Rust-Oleum?
Yeah,
I presume so.
Your car is down there. Nobody's harmed it yet. Nobody's even scratched it or looked at it hardly.
Golly, the things that's going on though around this town, I'm telling you, you'd almost be frightened to death to come back to it.
That don't have any wheels on. I don't know whether you took the wheels off or not last year or not. Anyway, there's no wheels down there, so if you didn't take the wheels off, why somebody must have stole them.
He took them off.
they did steal them, they wrapped up the hubs in plastic bags. And the strings are still around there. They done a neat job of it anyway, if they did steal the wheels. See. And I think they took the battery, too, and so as it is now, you haven't got any wheels on it or battery, see. Outside of that, the rest of it's all there, I guess.
No, he's kidding you.
I'm not kidding, I'm just telling the truth.
Well, the battery wasn't out there.
The battery isn't out there now. It's down in the basement, silly.
Well, that's what I thought.
I keep it charged.
Well, that's what I thought. Well, I'll tell you, Wagners are sure looking for you to come home.
Now, that rhubarb is up about, a couple inches.
Oh, anyway.
We had to trim it all down last fall before the frost. This year it's coming right back strong as ever. We had rhubarb to give away last year. We just couldn't eat it all.
And Mrs. Hartson just loves it. She just loves it.
I have 10 pounds of onion sets. I set in two rows along the garage out there for Ed. 5 pounds, she says. And then what I had left, I set out here beside our garage, which is about 4 feet by 18. Got lots of green onions coming along here, and in a couple more weeks I'll really be thriving on them. I have to put something in that the rabbit out here, he don't like, because he eats my beet greens on me. I got the first crop of beet greens last year, but when I put in the second crop, why, he kind of took a liking to them. They're about an inch and a half high, and we come home one day, and there he was out there. He just finished eating them all up.
He was sitting there so full he couldn't move.
So I guess the only way I'll get any beet greens is to eat the rabbit.
I couldn't do that. But they're having another Schaefer sale. I think Dad mentioned it on the first part of the tape. And they've got this little plastic white fence. And it's about a foot and a half or 2 feet high.
No, it's about a foot high.
Oh, I thought it was
long. Probably 30 inches long.
And it is the prettiest fence. And I thought maybe we could put that around there, but he said, good heavens.
Well, the rabbit would go right on through it. He'd go to the top and he'd go through it. So
the rabbit would go right through it. But it's quite decorative.
Well, it looks pretty, yeah.
It does. It's real pretty. And, golly, I don't know. I haven't got my dishes done yet tonight. Well, I said, better finish this tape because I want to get it out tomorrow. I feel so ashamed that I haven't written you. We've just been going and working up in that bathroom. And I don't know, you take an old bath and try to make it over, and when you get through, you still got an old bath, I guess. But I hope it'll be real pretty, though, when we do finish it. But it is a lot of hard work. Johnny stopped in yesterday morning, and he was kidding around. And Dad was putting the tile around for the baseboard. And he said, well, why do you make it so hard for George? He said, why don't you, cove the carpet right up there. Well, shoot. That just gets so dirty. I know you've got sweepers and attachments, but I don't have that kind. That still gets dirty.
It wouldn't get that dirty, though.
It does, and it shows.
How come it would do that?
I don't know, but it does. I noticed it out to Melvin's. Oh, by the way, Uncle Melvin and Thelma, they're in Florida this week. They left last Saturday, and they flew down, I don't know where they went.
Florida, you said?
Yeah, Florida, but I don't know where in Florida, for a week's vacation. And Dave's mother and Bill, I've been doing all the talking. Oh, goodness sakes, you're going to have to start in. Dave's mother and Bill are leaving Saturday to go down and visit Barbara in Texas. Barb and Marv. And I guess Dave is going to take them to Metro. They're supposed to leave Metro at 12:15. And Martha don't think she'll go because she's got a hair appointment for 3 o'clock. And she's afraid she won't get back to have her hair appointment. So for the party Saturday night. So anyway, I guess it's your turn to talk here.
You gonna babysit for Christian Mike or not?
No, I really didn't offer, but I could have. But I really, goodness sakes, the bedrooms upstairs are so full of tools and everything, I think it would be just as wise if they have a babysitter, so it might be just as well if they have them. I mean, it's a little handicapped around here right now. If the beds were free, I'd be glad, but...
we walked the lake after 9 Sunday, or my
Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. You have all your stuff packed.
Yeah. And I called Jerry and Opal up at Houghton last Saturday night and told them about Elner Thompson passing away. And they were just so happy to hear from us. And they're not taking the Flint Journal up there, so of course they had no way of knowing it. And so anyway, they wanted to go in on the flowers and so forth. And she said they'd be down the 1st of May because her mother has an appointment with a doctor for a regular checkup, I guess. So they'd stop in and see us then. And, but they're getting along real fine. And I asked her if she had things put away, and she said, or found a place for everything, and she said, well, she had it out of sight, and that was something. So... Oh, she was real happy that I called her.
From this next Saturday, I think we'll go up north to see how things wintered through up there. They've had so much snow. They've had about 5 feet of snow up there. The deer have had a hard job getting through. Most of them's died. What few is, the 3 up there, most of those have died. See, it's been such a hard winter up there. We'll go up and see what it's like. We left the television set up there and the heater all winter, thinking we'd go back up December, but we never got up there since October.
So Dorothy Noli was up there.
Yeah, Dorothy Noli's up there in November, but I didn't get up deer hunting. I haven't bought a deer license in 2 years.
No.
I'm going to buy a fishing license the 22nd of May for 50 cents. So that'll be next month. And I'll officially be on Medicaid the 1st of Medicare. The 1st of May. I've got my card and all signed up and all the paraphernalia, so we're all set.
Which really brings our hospitalization down. I guess we told you that, though.
Yeah, it brings down the coverage, too. It don't cover as much.
No, don't. But he's going to keep on with...
Blue Shield.
Blue Shield.
To take up...
Yes.
Cover.
Yes, because I'll tell you, at our age, you can't afford not to have a little auxiliary of some kind or another. It's, I don't know. Too much. Well, how much more is left on that?
Oh, there's a little bit yet.
I've done all the talking. Now, you just...
Talk about.
Well, I really don't know.
The lawn here is all raked and they've had it all grass seeded and it rained today, which will be a good thing, but the temperature's got to get up to 50 more, or else the grass seed won't grow.
Snow predicted for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's usual. And we sowed the Cox's cones seed last year around the front here and out the lake, and they're just starting to come up. Can you give Ed some, what was it, azalea bulbs to take out there? I don't know where he planted them.
Dahlias?
Dahlias, yeah, I guess they're dahlias, yeah. She'll plant them somewhere out there, I don't know where. This Sunday we may put in the dock if the weather is halfway decently warm, see, because the water's been so darn cold. This year the ice drove the bank way back about 4 or 5 feet. Go out in the lake and get some dirt and help fill it in, and I think we'll get a guy with a backhoe, a tractor with a backhoe on there to bring that dirt in, because I don't think we could ever do it by hand, but it'd take all summer to do it. If you was here, why, you could go out and do it, see? And what we do is put the wheelbarrow on the dock and then shovel the dirt up the wheelbarrow and wheel it back, see? But then you're not here, so I guess we'll get a backhoe to do it.
Hard job.
Well, it isn't with a backhoe, isn't it? You just sit there and watch the guy run the thing. He just throws that dipper out there and brings her in.
Oh, my God.
It's on the front of a tractor, a hole, see?
Oh.
What they dig ditches with and things like that. Yeah. Well, it's the easiest way to do it. I know he can rake in the sand, the stones, and let them stick. There's Bessie.
Thanks, cuckoo.
Eight, she did that. Count eight, did it? Yeah.
Oh, it always does. We just love that clock. And yesterday, when I went over to stay with those children, the first thing Chrissy said to me, "Did you bring the cuckoo? Did you bring the cuckoo clock?" And I'll tell you, they're so fascinated with that.
Well,
we all are.
Jenny thinks she's kind of afraid of it because she wakes up in the night and she has nightmares over that thing, cuckoo.
I think I told him about her waking up at 1 o'clock.
I tell her it wants to come out and be friendly and talk to her. It won't hurt her. As long as she's a good little girl, it won't hurt her. It just comes out and says, "Hello, Chrissy, hello, Chrissy, hello, Chrissy."
Oh, she really is just like a little rubber doll, because she just melts in your arms.
But she won't go near the thing, other than about look in the kitchen there, but
no.
The table, that's as close as she'll go to that.
Oh, Mike never touches it either. They're just as good as they can be, honestly. When they come over here, I just have absolutely no trouble with them at all. Of course, I don't do anything else.
How much more?
Oh, you got a little bit yet going here.
Well, why don't where's the
you can't. You haven't got your bifocals on, that's all.
Yeah, I can see, but I mean,
I can't tell you.
Just say,
Happy Valentine's or something like that?
Well, that'd be a little early for that, or a little late, what I'll do.
Must be some more news you can talk about.
Well, I really...
Who's going to have a baby around here?
Well, I can't think of any. I've talked with Mrs. Harwood in the last few days. She's having quite a lot of trouble with her teeth. And she's receding gums and so forth. And, oh, dear, she's had such a terrible time with her mouth. But she's got this new doctor that she's going to. And of course, Rye's out in Oregon, but she said... She says, "I wouldn't let him work on my mouth anyway." She said, he hasn't had enough experience, she said, "to work on what I've got wrong with
him." Well, she would if it shouldn't have to pay.
Oh, no, 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 no. She's not like that.
Well, she'll pinch a penny pretty fast.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Uh-uh. No, no.
Katie, why, sure. She'll
no, well, she don't. Not when it comes to health. Not when it comes to her health. Well, I guess that's about all from me, Bob and Barb.
Well,
We're just counting the days until you get home.
Well, this tape is about ready to the end of it, so I'll say goodbye, too, to Bob and Barb. And
this is Mom.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
We'll be sending it over there. I'll get it in the mail tomorrow.
And I sure hope I can get a letter out to you. Soon we start a tape, and I start a letter, and then he wants to start a tape, and that ruins my letter. So,
that's it, huh?
I guess that's about it.
You got a small little bit yet.
Okay, you do the talking. I've done all the talking on this side. I've talked for a half an hour.
And said nothing. What did you say?
I don't know. I'd have to go back over my notes.
Back over and run through again, and that time it'll finish the tape up. See?
No.
Well, it should stop, but it don't seem to. It keeps on going round and round.
Oh, yeah.
Round.